This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This port, let's see if I've got everything set up. If I got it set up that way, I've got it set up that way. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm going to be with those guys at the NRA meetup, and I'm going to do another filming there, and I'm going to have Dustin on the show again pretty soon. And we're going to talk about just the process. Just the process. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, I mentioned this earlier. I want to mention this again. In London, where they don't have any permits at all, their murder rate has overtaken New York City's for the first time ever. This is the first month the UK capital saw more murders than New York, with 15 dead, 9 aged 30 or younger. According to the report in the Sunday Times, London also suffered 22 fatal stabbings and shootings in March, higher than the 21 in the Big Apple. Both cities have similarly sized populations of around 8.5 million people. New York City's murder rate has decreased by around 87% since the 1990s. Meanwhile, London's has grown by nearly 40% in just 3 years, not including deaths caused by terrorist attacks. So, see, normally they would conflate that and throw that in there as well. On Saturday, a murder probe was launched after a 36-year-old woman was killed in what was believed to be the 30th incident of fatal knife crime in the capital this year. That death came just hours after a man, 23-year-old man died after being stabbed in the neck in Plumstead, southeast London, on Thursday evening. Jacob Whittingham, the charity head of programs for Fight for Peace, told the paper, "What's scary about London is the randomness of the crime." But you see these kind of headlines they're showing right now. Man fighting for life after he was stabbed in Kennington. Murder probe as young man stabbed to death in southeast London. Murder probe launched after death of man found shaking in bed. Family of beautiful soul shot dead plead for help to find evil killer. Quote here, according to the police, is, "With young people in London, you have no idea if and when you may be the victim of a violent crime. That's why they feel the need to carry weapons." They also blame social media. They blame it for the soaring rate of knife crime in the U.S. and the U.K. Met Commissioner Cressida Dick. I used to sell cars called Cressidas. Cressida Dick said websites and mobile phone applications such as YouTube, Snapchat, and Instagram are partially to blame for the bloodshed. Really? Are they, like, Snapchatting some stabbings? Or are they going around after they stab somebody on Instagram and going, "Latest victim, here," whatever. England and Wales are looking at their highest level of crime since 2011, rising by 12% of the year ending December 2017. So, and right now, right now they're out there, and part of the problem is that if they get out there and actually acknowledge what's going on, the people in London would be afraid of being called racist, okay? Now, London is the most multicultural, multi-criminal city in the West. In the West. It's the number one for getting raped, stabbed, burgled, and assaulted. It has beaten us on violent crime by five times for a very long time. So take that, America. And, you know, from the when you look at, they had something called the Gamergate fiasco. When you look at the real-world problems with difficult answers, the most important thing to do is shift the blame onto people who say edgy things online. Yeah, that's what you do. So once again, the problem is that on social media, these young people have these often trivial disputes, and they escalate into murder and stabbings at unprecedented rates. And the goading of rivals on online message board and video sites revs people up. Now, it's either with Lincoln Osiris or with Kit. We talk all the time about what it was like when we were kids. And if we had any beef with each other, we would just beat each other up. And then when we got done, if we got caught by the principal, we might get punished. But it isn't. We didn't get arrested. And they were able to, they had corporal punishment back then. And a lot of us didn't really want to be corporally punished. So that was a deterrent for us. And now the little darlings don't have that anymore. But to get out there, they are also blaming on drug dealing, absent fathers, and socioeconomics. That's a whole lot of sweeping under the rug. You may remember that Cressida the Dick claimed that gangs of rapists have probably been in Britain for centuries and centuries and centuries. So that's nothing to do with Islam either. But it's very cute how they see the topic of jihad slid into the middle of the quote to reinforce the message. It wasn't Islam that drove a man to murder 83 people and injure 453 more. It was the internet. So take that, 4chan. Maybe Ms. Cressida Dick is, and yes, it is a female, is right, and YouTube is more of a problem than Islam. Facebook is worse than a failed multi-generational, multicultural experiment. Talking is more terrible than mass immigration that not one British person was asked about. And LinkedIn is not just a place to get a new job. It's far more crippling to your society than the reality that race and IQ are real. And the most uncomfortable of all, IQ predicts both achievement and propensity for criminality. In Britain, white people were over three times more likely to get arrested than white people in 2016. Black women were more than twice as likely to be arrested as white women. Is that because Britain is racist? No. They have looked at several studies on racial bias, and the UK is one of the least racist companies on the face of the planet. It appears to be the case that as the cathedral can no longer say that the Britons are racist, and it's objectively true that London is no longer British with only 45% ethnic British population, we're now entering a period where race is simply ignored. And that is mind knowingly irresponsible. The solution? To blame the internet. It must be social media that drives a spike in the criminality of such magnitude that even without the dreaded AR-15, we see more butchery on the streets of London than New York. It is the internet that led a boy to being stabbed to death over some stolen pasta. Drug crime is the fault of Instagram. Acid attacks blame Jack Dorsey for not clamping down on what could be said on Twitter. Now, you might look at things like facts and evidence that might suggest otherwise. Coming from the Evening Standard, they reported last year between June 2016 and June 2017, the blade offenses include 214 killings, 391 attempted murders, 438 rapes, 182 other sexual assaults, and 14,429 robberies. There are also more than 18,500 assaults involving an injury or intent to inflict harm with a blade and 2,816 threats to kill with a knife. Statisticians said that a 47% rise in knife crime in London, where 35 young people aged under 25 have been killed by stabbings in the past 12 months, was a prime cause of the national increase. So they can sit around and blame the internet all they want to, and in the meantime, nothing's going to happen. This startling statistic will continue to go up in London. And, they know the answer. They're just not willing to admit it. They know it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks, this is where they've taken the time, done the research, gotten the people out there, said, what do you like? How do you like this? You don't like this, try this. You don't like this, try this. If you don't like this, try this. They've done that over and over again. As soon as they get something that somebody likes, then they move on to the next shape. They understand the necessity of shaping geometry to you. That is the height of ergonomics. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, we as a people, we always have to be oriented towards something. Because if we're not oriented, then we are disoriented. We just spin around in circles. And then you suffer, and so do people around you. And it's not a good solution. Always orient yourself towards something. You have to figure out what it is. You have to figure out what's going to work for you, what goal would justify the suffering of your life. Start trying to piece that together, and you're going to get better at it. But it's a personal process, and you should use your education to inform that. You need a personal place to stand, because otherwise you're going to be handed a place to stand on a plate, and maybe one that makes you a puppet of someone else's goals. So what are these processes? Well, you can start by cleaning up your room, figuratively. Organize your local landscape. Schedule your time. Start taking control of yourself. Stop seeing if you can say things you know to be lies. That's not the same as telling the truth. You don't get to do that to begin with because you're not good enough at it to even attempt it in some sense. But everyone can stop saying things they know to be falsehoods. So says Dr. Jordan B. Peterson. Now, if you've never watched one of his lectures, you should. In a lot of ways, Mr. Peterson is, or Dr. Peterson, rather. There are some that would say he's turning into a bit of a cult leader. I just think he's just so full of common sense that I just have trouble not listening to him. I admire him not because his advice and knowledge are useful and entertaining, but, you know, because he has this common thing seeking the truth that I have. So, you know, as I go forward and as I continue to do my thing, you know, like one of the things that I've learned to do is look at the United States like I would as if I am looking from the outside. Doing that removes a bit of a bias because I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. I like filming. I would love to get fairly affluent on YouTube. Not because YouTube pays well, because it doesn't. It's down 80%. Just because I want to learn the craft. Now, some of the stuff that I have shot video about, the likelihood is that I will get removed at some time from YouTube just because I do stuff about guns. But I still want to be good at it. I'm still going to try to be good at it. And without certain biases that I have, you know, gotten by observing this country from the outside looking in, I would be well on my way to doing that. I'd be talking about stuff that doesn't mean anything. I probably wouldn't be here doing this, but you understand what I'm saying. When I was in Europe, what was happening in the United States had no effect on me at all. So I tried to take that attitude and bring it back with me here so that I'm able to analyze things with less prejudice than someone that is directly affected by what's going on. So if a new law or regulation winds up providing an American with greater job security, they would probably have a harder time judging the ethics and overall impact of that new rule because of that new bias they've just developed over that. Because of what I do, there's really nothing that's going to improve my lot in life except me. Now, I have been alarmed at the state of discourse in America, particularly when you look at what goes on between academia and education and everybody else. curricula that view government with rose-colored goggles and policies that value group identity over individuality, and that rising intolerance of views that counter leftist dogma have, you know, given me a lot of cause for concern. I didn't go to college. I've always regretted not going to college till recently. But nothing has sent a chill up my spine than this current media obsession with these Parkland kids. I don't have an issue with allowing these students to share their experience and express their views on gun policy, but a feeling of nausea comes over me when I see how many people are following them on Twitter. They bring them onto the major news networks to comment on all sorts of issues and march behind them at political protests. The media, namely the increasingly pathetic CNN, is certainly favoring the views of the students pushing for gun control over the voices of those who support the Second Amendment. And yet they claim to be unbiased. They claim not to be fake news. They claim a lot of things. Now, the conservative following of the anti-gun control students is equally appalling, I would have to say. But at the same time, we have to, as adults, we should be encouraging kids to engage in political and social and philosophical and all other forms of discourse and debate, but it is vital that they expound their views and have them scrutinized. They're in a training period right now. They should not be let loose simply because they don't have the experience behind what they're talking about to actually be able to form an opinion. We should advise against their undying commitment to agendas and principles, especially in the form of public advocacy, until they've had the time to think them through and defend them with sincere contrarian challenges. When the Khmer Rouge was taking over Cambodia, the teenagers took part in that. They rounded up all the guns. Yeah, they disarmed the country. So, and that led to a national atrocity there. Hitler wrote in Mein Kampf, the state must declare the child to be the most precious treasure of the people. As long as the government is perceived as working for the benefit of the children, the people will happily endure almost any curtailment of liberty and almost any deprivation. We should not be following them. We should be leading them. When they're put out there and used, and they are being used without a doubt, when they're put out there and used the way they're being used today, everybody that's an adult should take the time to realize what we're watching, which is a tragedy. But we don't need to follow them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I seem to be doing that a lot. I wait till the vocal comes in. How bad does that step on me there, Andy? Is it Andy tonight? Must not be. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. It's like I told you. First of all, they look at things geometrically. Then they look at you. And then they take that geometry and fit it to you ergonomically. And I can't think of any other, I can't think of a better way to make that happen. And they do it on a regular basis, and they do it with some of the finest wood. I mean, your weapon becomes an heirloom piece when you put one of these things on it. That's the other thing about it I rarely talk about. They become a thing of beauty. Functional beauty. Lethal beauty. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So let's do something now, purely for the sake of the experiment, okay, the thought experiment. Let's start with the basic premise that the GOP establishment is terrible. And its defining characteristic is its cowardice that's only overshadowed by its sheer incompetence. Even those hacks might be able to win the midterms to keep hope alive for the resurrection of the America that we love. It's all thanks to the aggressive scumminess of our leftist enemy and, yeah, anyone proposing to take my God-given right to speak, worship, defend myself, and or my life, all of which they recently told me they seek to take, is my enemy. After the groveling cave that was the omnibus, many of us were completely demoralized and ready to toss in the towel. The Frito-cons were delighted. Their dream of a return to relevance and power, it was with tantalizingly within reach once the people that these rubes, hicks, and upstarts elected got booted out of office. Democrats were giddy, but fortunately, the Democrat establishment is even dumber than the GOP establishment. They and their leftist media pals immediately decided to push the junior red guards to the forefront, and joined by an ancient and silly former Supreme Court justice writing in the New York Times, demanded that we give up our guns. We noticed that despite Chris Frito, but not Frito Khan, Cuomo's bizarre denial that anyone wanted to repeal the Second Amendment, when people were saying they wanted to repeal the Second Amendment right in our faces. Oh, we did. Did we ever notice? And we also saw that these people were not just intent on leaving us disarmed. They want us silenced, too. They demanded we sit quietly as the junior commissars led the show trial against us, convicting us of having blood on our hands for things that we didn't do. They freaked out that Kevin Williamson got a gig at the Atlantic. They tried to drive Laura Ingraham off the air. You know, I bet they'll totally respect our civil rights once we're disarmed and they have the monopoly on force. Go over there to your right, and there's Chet the Unicorn to take that bet. So the last few weeks have showed us that what we seem to have forgotten, that this is an existential struggle. Currently cold, but due to the leftist stupidity and malice, it could possibly turn hot between normal people, you and me, who demand their civil rights and a say in our own governance, and a leftist-leaning elite that consider normals' interests illegitimate. They want us silenced and submissive in the face of their unchallenged rule over our lives. Thank you for dropping the mask, you lib-fascist creeps. The future they want is Venezuela, too. Welcome to serfdom. Now we normals are once again motivated to stop you from goose-stepping the United States down the road to tyranny. So we're pumped up, and we're ready. And if you've seen the president speak lately, you know he is too. His CPAC speech made it clear that this uber competitor has no intention of losing again in November. But now the Republicans in Washington need to get out of their gimp boxes and start to act. So take notice, Geo Pope. Or gope, whatever you want to call yourselves. If you want to keep your jobs, you need to stop going on vacation and perform. Mitch McConnell gets a lot of grief. In some ways, I think he's usually a savvy legislative knife fighter, though many of the people I respect disagree with that. But it is indisputable that he could convert himself from base zero to base hero overnight. All he has to do is step up to the mic and say, starting at 8 a.m. Saturday morning, we begin the 30 hours of debate on America's next ambassador to Germany, Rick Grenell. I advise my friends across the aisle to bring their sleeping bags and jammies because we will go one nominee after another 24-7 until either all the president's nominees are confirmed or they agree to unanimous consent to proceed on final votes. The horse hockey stops now. And then once he says that, he needs to actually do it. He needs to make it happen. Conservatives would be seeking a smoke and a cuddle. The other side, not so much. The herd of the motley Democrats running in red state is not going to dig being cooped up in the Capitol for weeks on end without a chance to go home and lie to their normal voters about how they don't morph into leftist ventriloquist dummies for Chuck Schumer the second they touch down at Reagan National. This means that the Grenell gambit has two political benefits, as well as a patriotic benefit for getting us a terrific ambassador in continental Europe's most important country. It'll pump up our morale because we see the GOP not taking any more junk from these hacks, and that's huge. That would go a long way to getting some big confidence back in Mitch McConnell. Plus, it makes it harder on the Democrats holding seats that we want to win, so it's a twofer. But let's make it even harder for the other side. They want to talk about guns? Fine. Let's talk about guns. Democrats, particularly ones from America, say they believe in the right to keep and bear arms. Great. Let them prove it. How about Paul Ryan get someone to introduce a bill called the Right to Defend American Families and Freedom Act that says, in addition to the individual right to keep and bear arms cited in the Second Amendment, this act separately provides that all law-abiding, healthy adults have an individual right to keep and bear effective firearms for lawful activities, including sporting activities, and to defend themselves, their families, their communities, and their Constitution. Then they should provide for attorney's fees, awards, and litigation priority for any American citizen forced to sue to secure their rights. Let's see how the Democrats begin to sweat if they're called on to vote for that one. Because we need to give them hard, painful choices designed to either allow us to enact laws to protect the rights of us normals, or put the fake blue dog Dems in the agonizing stress position of having to vote against this type of a popular law, which our candidates will promptly jam down their throats in November. Some more proposed laws we should force them on the record to. How about the Protect American Workers Act? It's allow American workers to deny jobs that have been filled by illegal aliens the right to sue the hiring companies for damages and penalties and their attorney fees. Democrats, why do you hate American workers so many? How about the Transparency and Social Media Anti-Censorship Act? We should be demanding that and adherence to their terms of service. So let's impose some due process requirements. If Face Twittergram decides to censor, suppress, or otherwise treat a person differently in any way because of their political views, they must clearly and publicly disclose exactly how the terms of service were violated, what the company did, and why it did it in a formal letter, while providing the rights of appeal for the user through private arbitration at the company's sole expense. And they must eliminate all retained data from the individual kicked off. That seems only fair that the tech company can't keep the data if the user can't keep his account. Identifying and scrubbing all the collected data would be a huge hassle and disincentivize online fascism. And if they fail to do any of this precisely as required by law, well, then individuals can sue in court and be entitled to substantial penalties for violations, along with attorney's fees. I could go on and on and on. We have the Congress. We can keep it if we push. If we lose it, the really, really ugly trend toward really, really bad things in the future will accelerate. If we lose the Congress next November, it won't be because we are unmotivated. It'll be because the establishment brought a balloon animal to a gunfight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Once again, I mean, you're not going to find anything ergonomically better than these. And this is based upon decades of research, decades of trial. They have perfected it. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. As we get rid of some trash, there you go. Throwing away trash. I want to begin with a few basic facts here. They want to talk all the time about banning, quote-unquote, assault rifles. Let's begin with a few basic facts, just so you guys know what they're actually talking about versus what they say they're talking about. More people are killed every year with blunt objects or are simply beaten to death than are murdered by using assault rifles. Only 3-4% of murders involving firearms out of the 11,000 annually in the U.S. involve rifles, including bolt and lever action rifles, 22 long rifle and semi-automatic rifles of all types. A person's chances of being murdered with an assault rifle in any given year are literally about 1 in a million. The average number of people killed per year in all types of public mass shootings, 3-plus killed, not including a shooter, over the last 38 years is 25. And fewer than one-third of those people were killed using semi-automatic rifles. The average number of people wounded per year was 35. The average number of people killed at schools in mass 3-plus killed school shootings, adult and child, over the same 38-year period was 4 per year, roughly 1 in 10 million. Meanwhile, 815 students die annually and 152,250 are injured during regular travel between school and home. In the four major school shootings, Columbine, Virginia Tech, Newtown, Parkland, over the past 38 years, in which 10 or more people were killed, 45 people were killed and 47 wounded using pistols, while 44 were killed and 16 wounded with assault rifles. At Virginia Tech, the most deadly shooting, rampage murder, if you will, 32 were killed with pistols. The Parkland shooter was only using 10-round magazines. He was not using the dreaded scourge of the high cap. In an average year, 4 to 5 times more people are knifed to death, 30 times more people are killed by drunken drivers, and 200 times more people are going to die from drug overdoses than are killed with assault rifles. So if safety is really the issue, where are the marches and rallies and posters to fight drug trafficking? Why aren't we working to bring back prohibition? Why aren't we requiring safer school buses with automatic braking and seat belts? How many more children would be saved? Why instead the near hysterical drive to blame the NRA and ban semi-automatic rifles? Just a few months before Parkland, an attacker with an AR-15 shot up a church. 26 people killed, including 6 children, ranging from 17 months to 16 years old. Yet calls for banning guns were muted at best. And maybe that's because the hero, a civilian NRA instructor, used his own AR-15 to shoot the perpetrator before police could arrive, then followed and cornered the attacker. And because the attacker was only free to buy guns because the Air Force failed to report his domestic violence abuses. It was a tale of government negligence, like Parkland and an armed civilian to the rescue. There was no such thing at Parkland. Not exactly the narrative about the terrorist NRA, inadequate gun law, and evil black rifles the left was looking for. I submit to you the reason Parkland has had the legs it has is because it was a school. Because the government failed miserably on so many levels otherwise. Now, the Parkland massacre exposes an almost unbelievable level of incompetence and cowardice at every level of law enforcement, from the FBI down to the local sheriff's department. All the warning signs there were ignored, and an armed officer already on the scene, who might have cut the massacre short, did not act. Existing laws were entirely adequate to prevent both of those shootings, but they failed due to negligence. So the leftist politicians and the media tried to spin the cause as a lack of enough gun control, with bloodthirsty but all-powerful NRA as a scapegoat. And as always, the preordained response is yet another attempt to ban the favorite rifles of tens of millions of law-abiding gun owners. A depraved young man happened to use the most popular type of rifle in America when he went on his rampage. So let's take away everyone's right to own the most effective tools available for defending home, family, and community. This calculated push to ban semi-automatic rifles in a fit of emotion is not really about safety. Its true purpose is to advance their long-standing desire to disarm the American people. Parkland is just the latest excuse in the fervent young people you see on the news, carefully selected to exclude contrary viewpoints, are just the latest useful idiots. As for the Parkland students, a lucky escape from a dangerous situation does not confer moral authority on anybody or make someone wise or well-informed or suddenly an expert on how to make schools safer. Treating these scared, angry teenagers as if they were some sort of moral and intellectual paragon entitled to dictate policy to adults is the height of ridiculous. And there's a reason why tens of millions of Americans chose to own a good semi-automatic rifle, and why the moment it seems likely they might be forbidden to buy one, hundreds of thousands rush out to the gun stores. People want to know that they can protect their families in the event of a major disaster, come what may. Any number of low probability but utterly disaster events, EMP, nuclear war, extreme solar flares, volcanoes, pandemics, asteroid strikes, targeted infrastructure, terrorism, cyber war, could bring about massive loss of life in a state of chaos that would take years to recover from. The 1 in 500 police officers who keep the peace in normal times would be overwhelmed, and ad hoc local militias would have to come together and pick up the slack. At least in America, that's possible. England and most of Europe, that's not going to happen. It will become lawless. And in the end, we trust our neighbors and our fellow citizens far more than we trust the government or any political party. But, you know, they want to head towards a dictatorship. So disarming the citizenry, one of the key steps down that path. If you watch the Venezuelan socialists outlaw the sale of private firearms and ammunition in 2012, then declare they would hand out hundreds of thousands of AK-47 rifles to their own followers in 2017, that should be a sufficiently cautionary tale for anyone who values freedom. Banning guns never leads to safety. It leads to helplessness. Rights are only going to be backed up with the ability to defend them. Rights without that ability are just permissions, dependent entirely on the willingness and the ability of the authorities to enforce them. That willingness and ability is not guaranteed. And if you doubt it, study the legalized persecution of unarmed black Americans in the Jim Crow era. Genuinely free people must have the right to be armed with weapons sufficient to defend their freedom. AR-15 variants are ideal general-purpose rifles, affordable, practical, customizable, lightweight, accurate, low recoil, easy to shoot. Ammo universally available and cheap thanks to its high volume military production. The exaggerated safety fears aside, they're the perfect emergency backup for free citizens and the Constitution's ultimate safety valve. And a lot of fun to shoot, besides all that. And I might add this, if you're going to buy, I hear some of the products that GCN advertises, they're all great. They're all great products. I would tell you that if you buy some of that stuff, you are really getting out ahead of the bell curve. But one thing you're going to have is some means to defend that. If you go out and buy one of these solar panel setups to give you the power that you need, if everybody else loses power, do you think you're going to be out there glowing in the middle of the night in the sea of darkness that nobody's going to notice? And do you think if they notice it, they won't try to take it or take the entire place from you? Better, if you get that, by all means, get that. I'm thinking about getting one myself. I don't even know how much it costs. But if you get one of those, get something to defend it as well. And plan to train. Train to defend it and plan, if you have to use it, plan on defending it. Because I guarantee you, you're going to have to defend it. Having something that like that without the means to defend it, you won't keep it very long. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.